All right. Now we'll say hello to Julia Witte, our speaker. And you've probably all experienced a delayed train in the past, and now we hear that the train might be spying on us too. And about that, Julia is going to talk to us. Have fun with that. Yes, I am Julia Witte. I work for Digital Courage as a campaigner and an editor. So I look after our campaigns, and one that we have been dealing with for a few months now is our legal case against German Railways, Deutsche Bahn, or rather against the app DB Navigator. The slides are a bit bright, which might be a shock to those in this evening audience. So this is the DB Navigator, DB as in Deutsche Bahn, German Railways. We call it the DB Snooping Navigator. And I would like to ask you how many have traveled to the camp by train, and how many of those have used the DB app at some point? Next counts too. I'll tell you why. Next.db, next.bahn.de, the website, the new one. So that is, I think, most of those that traveled by train. The DB app has 3 million users every day. Peak time usage is 2.5 million per hour. People that retrieve information from there. So it is a much used app, but it is almost unavoidable because there are several services, or there used to be several services, that you can now only access online. And you may remember, some of you, if you are on a long distance train, you used to be able to board the train and go to the conductor and say, sorry, I didn't buy my ticket. Could I buy one now? That used to be possible until 10 minutes after departure. But now, well, it is possible, but only via the app. This is another rest in peace kind of photo, because this scheme here that shows you where the actual the individual cars on the train stop at the platform has been abolished. So if you have reserved a seat on the train and would like to know where to go on the platform, where to wait, it's going to be harder. I had a small survey. I asked for opinions on Mastodon, asking people why they had to use the app. You may know this kind of experience. Yesterday, all the displays on the platform in Stuttgart had all broken down. Which info centers, the station hall is closing, so no tickets, no ticket counters in the stations. If you do use one of these centers in the stations, you get a receipt like this, having to wait 45 minutes until you're served. Here we have a digital departure board that has sadly disappeared. So if I want to know which track to go to, which platform, I have to use the app. And sometimes there are postings like this. Due to building works, we had to change the timetable. Please use the online information to get the new times. So this, not to use this app while traveling is difficult. You have to have good methods for it. But this app, as practical as it is, of course, sadly snoops on you too. In October 2022, we sued Deutsche Bahn, that is Digital Courage, together with the blogger and IT security expert Mike Kukitz, and with Peter Henze, a lawyer from Spirit Legal. So we sued Deutsche Bahn, and what did we sue them about? It's this. If you use this app for the first time, you see the well-known cookie banner. If I open this banner and choose not to be tracked, then of course I will click on the low button, which is consent only to necessary cookies, and then you think you're safe, right? And if you ask for more information, you will need some cookies for the core functionality. So I imagine that if I use only the necessary ones, and I will send some information on to Deutsche Bahn, and I'll tell it that I want to go from A to B at a certain time, and the Bahn will send the information back to me when the train will take me there. But in practice, it is quite different, because this app is happy to send information all around to various tracking providers, and not few. This is always the same display. I just scrolled down and took a few screenshots. These are allegedly all necessary cookies to ensure the core functionality of the app. And you could check what seems to be very important, right? It's about US companies. There are Irish companies, our friends Google and Adobe. And what do all these trackers do? Well, something like A/B testing. The question then is, as the slide says, are they allowed to do this? Because German Railways seems to understand something very different under core functionality than we do. What German Railways finds necessary is everything that their IT department really, really likes to have. And because they really want to have it, they're not even going to ask the customers if they want it. The tracking by Adobe even starts before I actually arrive at the cookie banner and click anything, and you could then ask, is that allowed? And our opinion is that they are not allowed. That's why we're going to the courts, or what? That's why we went there, because we don't think that this category of necessary cookies is not a free ticket to get anything you want. We can see that there are very tight limits that should be adhered to. So the law says that you have to have consented. That is for the non-necessary cookies. You can ask for consent as an app provider. And if something is necessary under certain conditions, there is a definition in the law. We interpret it in a way that says technically necessary. And A/B testing, affiliate links in the German railway system, user statistics, I think that is not necessary to provide information about train services or buying a ticket. Therefore, we took action. So what happened? A long time ago, in April last year, Mike Kuketz, the IT security expert, published a thorough analysis of the app and sent it to German Railways, Deutsche Bahn as well, documenting the whole data sending behavior of the app. The company, German Railways, then replied, saying that it's all going to stay this way, more or less. And together, we then prepared our legal case. And that was a step ahead, mind. We told German Railways that we want them to change things, otherwise we would be taking legal action. And as I said, German Railways sent us a long and detailed answer to, where they basically explained that this is all necessary and that they are going to continue. Then the media were quite interested in what we did. They reported on what we were doing. And of course, German Railways published a response and said the criticism is baseless. And among other things, they wrote that all the data are pseudonymized, or pseudonymized in a way that it could be regarded as anonymous, which I'm going to talk about a bit more later. Another interesting thing that happened in the meantime, German Railways, in their long response, wrote, just to explain, the first cookie banner here on the left, that is how it was at the time when Mike Kuketz analyzed the behavior of the app. And we can see these very classical dark patterns here. There is a strong signal where they want you to click and another where they don't want you to click. and it's designed in a way that you will hardly find your way down there unless you really, really want to. It doesn't look like a button you can click on at all. The one for only necessary cookies, they want you to just go bang and click on that. Do you know the concept of dark patterns? It's about psychological tricks that they use to make you do and click where they want you to. And also in their response, they said, it's all perfectly fine. The colors are the corporate design by German Railways. Of course, the red button is the recommendation, they said. No one disputed that. But then they did understand that maybe that is a bit too much and changed the coloring.
And then we filed our suit. And now we're going back and forth in front of the court. The DB gave us a rebuttal of about 150 pages that details how the project about the consent layer went about, that there were internal consultations with the Hessian data privacy officer. They gave us copies of the emails, and I was very much looking forward to reading that. And that it says at on that date, we gave you our idea of how the project went about. Can you give us your response within a week? That's basically the conversation that they had with the person in the Office for Data Privacy of the Hessian government. And we never know if they answered. They failed to provide the answer that they gave, if any. And now the DB, so the German Railway, made another interesting move. They're saying that there is no danger of this happening again, that they would be trapping anyone, because the responsibility has changed. The daughter in the conglomerate of the railway changed. So it used to be the marketing department, or the marketing daughter, and now it's within the railway operations segment called the Fernverkehr. And that's why they're saying the suit is kind of moot, because they're not the ones responsible anymore, and they can't. This basically went away. And they also say that the cookies are necessary because the app is doing very complex things. And so now the question is, what is so bad about tracking? Why? I'd assume that most of you already know a little bit about it. Of course, any cookie library that you use uses foreign libraries, and so any developer within the company is not just using it, they're also providing their data, or rather their customers' data, to these third parties, and you have to trust them. And in my case, for example, I don't trust Google, but they don't have a choice. So you saw the list of the companies. There are definitely some of the actors in the surveillance capitalism game, and there's this strong dependency on if all of the apps in the App Store in the end use the same small number of libraries by all the same actors. So we don't know how they correlate the data from between the different apps and what that means and what they can do with that in the end. So now there's this idea of maybe we should just use the website and not the app. And of course you can, but it makes little to no difference, because the website of the Bahn also uses the same tracking mechanisms that you know from the app. So some may say there are privacy tools, ad blockers, all these kind of tools that you can use to restore your privacy. But sure, you can use that, but we honestly think that should be the default. You should have data privacy. You shouldn't fight hard for it, and you shouldn't have to work and sweat and toil to restore it. But and not just, you also have to think about that a lot of people don't have the knowledge, and it shouldn't be just barred from them, and that you need to be a tech-savvy user in order to protect your privacy, especially when it comes to a very important player like the MAN, who are providing mobility services that are essential to many people and that you cannot really avoid. So, but also the BAN says that the data is pseudonymized, so there is no problem at all. And the data privacy researcher Wolfie Crystal says, as long as records are being processed that are relating to individual people, there is no way to grant that the anonymity is really given. There have been many studies that show this. Only a few a few properties that are truthfully if you have a few characteristics of a person, you can already correlate that to individual user profiles. You only need a very small number of them to uniquely identify a user from the pool. They did a study in the US where they were looking at a very small number of records that were leaked by a health care provider, and you can use that to individually identify users already. So now there's the problem that most people are doing it, or most apps are doing it, and clearly that is the case. But we chose BAN particularly because it is obviously more important than the 1000 fitness app, where you can clearly say, I'm not going to use it if I don't like their practices. But the BAN is different. It's railway, they're a monopoly, kind of, and they're providing essential services. And on top of that, we want to fight the notion that trackers are essential and that everybody uses them, that they're ubiquitous everywhere. We need a clear decision by the court that says this is disallowed. And in order to fight these large conglomerates, just to have this reference case that you can cite where you say, okay, this is not okay. And to, yeah, try to refute all the arguments that they had that usually are fielded when trying to justify the usage. And now, obviously, there is a new app. It's the next BAN app that we already talked about. This is looking like this. It will replace the old one in the very near future. It is not yet fully finished or operational, so I would wait what's going to happen in the future. But you can already see that some of the ones that we were worried about are included again, so it makes little difference in the end. Okay, so that was the core of my talk, but I now have a little exercise for you. In front of the tent, you can find these pieces of paper. We made these memes in order to raise awareness for our campaign about tracking in the DB app, and maybe even annoy BAN. And you can yourself invent some slogans, grab an edding or like a felt marker, and in this style, this is sort of their ad design or what they use for their marketing. And we suggest you create some more honest ad campaigns. How you might create an ad against tracking within the BAN app. I was probably too fast. So, but I'd love to hear if you have any questions. But maybe, let me just ask, are there any developers within the group? And I want to ask you, why do you use them? Why are you inserting that into your app?
Thank you for the talk. Now, are there any questions in the back?
Hallo. Klappt schon? Hallo. Vielen Dank erstmal für deinen Vortrag. Mich hätte interessiert, ob ihr beim Hessischen Landes...
Thank you. I wanted to ask about whether you maybe ask the Hessian Data Privacy Commissioner in the state of Hesse, which is responsible through Freedom of Information Law, about the exchanges between Deutsche Bahn and them. Answer, they're not saying anything. I'm not going to go into detail, but they say that it is an ongoing process, an ongoing investigation that they will not going to give any details about. Do you see a threat of this actually failing because the app is being split, the company is splitting up and the app is being redone? Could your case fall through for that reason, for this technical, procedural reasons? Well, I'm not a judge. I cannot say whether that is a valid legal argument. For us, of course, it's not valid at all. And honestly, if the court would say, were to say that they are going to reject this case because the recipient has changed, well, then we will just start again. That is a way of hide and seek game, the kind of hide and seek game that we will not let them go get away with. What is the current status of the case? Well, the status is that documents are being exchanged. There is no date yet for an actual date in court. Day in court, there are interesting letters being exchanged. Let's put it like that. How about what would the consequence be, assuming the case succeeds? Well, this case is actually a very concrete case of one private person who bought a ticket. We analyzed the data flows, and we are suing for, we are asking German Railways to not use any tracker on the device of that user, who is Padlun. I think I'm allowed to say that, the co-founder of Digital Courage. But if the court decides in our favor, that will have wider-reaching consequences, not just for Padlun, but all the other app users. And of course, it will have consequences on other companies who will see, oh, hang on, there is a very clear very clear judgment here. And that's why we are doing this with a lot of communication work as well, because we want other companies to see this and want them to listen up and realize that they may have to change their practices. That is the thinking behind this, of course. Another question. Thank you first for your talk. Now, it seems clear how data crimes or data criminals are collecting data in the slipstream of other apps. Thank you for this very concrete example. And of course, the app presupposes that the citizen understands what they are doing and actively consents. So independent of data being sent before any consent, I can eventually consent and say, you can have my data. My question to you then is, to what extent is it true that those people that consent have data revealed about them through third parties, or data about third parties like family members, persons that in some way have data on that mobile? To what extent could this be true? And how would you, in this case, but also generally, judge the handing over of data of third parties? A good question. Regarding Adobe, we know that they understand every single step in which I use the app. They understand how many people are traveling. Is there a child involved? So that could become quite easy to then break down to an individual, perhaps. And of course, you're right. my child, my co-passenger hasn't consented at that moment. Well, interesting question. It's an abstract piece of information at first. At first, it's the information a child exists. I don't think you have to enter the child's name. You do, says someone from the audience. Okay, you have to enter the child's name. We can't hear the rest of the audience contribution. Okay, interesting question. I will remember it and investigate. Thank you. There's not just German Railways in Europe. I have one app of four railway apps. So I have got Austrian Railways, the Slovakian Railway, the Swiss Railway. Do you have any ideas, any knowledge of how that works in those apps? Sadly, we don't, because what I talked about, and also the right that we are referring to, is a German law, and I have to look it up. It's TGSG, Telecommunications. So that's the Telemedia Data something Act. And in that case, it's this law is actually the implementation, the transposition of a EU directive. So there should be similar laws in those other countries, excluding Switzerland, says the interpreter. About the tracking use, that's interesting. I don't know. Please tell me the name of the app. Come to me after the talk. They have to have a privacy statement, of course. So we could look at that. But they will not, of course, be covered by our legal case. That is clear. Well, thanks for your talk. First, two questions. Is there a difference between private and business customers in this app? And perhaps as an alternative, do you know an alternative app? There are alternative apps where, of course, you cannot buy tickets. Just finding times, schedules, you can do that with various other apps. Öffi is one. There's one, let me, well, the interpreter knows one called Transporter, but the speaker says, I don't want to recommend anything because I haven't looked at any of these in detail. I don't want to make recommendations that I'm not sure about. There are other things that refer to certain use cases. There's one app in the F-Droid store that helps you if you travel a certain connection, use a certain connection regularly, then it will show you the delays for that quite easily. Right, there are options. And of course, you can block trackers. You can do it in the web browser a bit more easily than on the mobile device, but you can do it there too. But that takes us back to the point where we don't want this to be just for the experts. We want privacy for everyone. The individual traffic companies or traffic compounds in the German regions, they have apps too. Have you looked at those apps too? I haven't, but Mike Kukitz is doing that. He has a series and looked at various other apps. Let me see if he found something. He has? Do you know what the results were? Would you perhaps prefer to say the microphone so that the streams can see it, hear it, and the interpreters too? At the moment, it's a few months ago, he started a new series of articles about the German-wide regional traffic ticket, and he looked at various apps, and none really was doing well. Any other questions? Yeah. Otherwise, we have a legendarily early finish to this talk. Ah, I found it very interesting. The latest question that you asked yourself at the end of your talk, dear developers, why actually do you actually include something like that? Would you like to answer that? No, but there were these nice descriptions about the cookies. The app crashes and we want to know what went wrong in it. So German Railways are not going to include this just to annoy us. Do they earn money with that? That's the question I'd like to ask. Are they selling our data this way? Or is this kind of a deal that they are getting all the data and giving some input back? That's what I find interesting. A company will not include something without any reward. Yes, of course, they are getting something back. Something like, well, lots of statistics. But the idea is, of course, it's a service that the German Railways outsource. They want these statistics about the use of the website. They don't want to collect these stats themselves, so they buy in that service from Adobe. And that is understandable. They try to outsource work and save some of their own work, but that is the thing. That is very dangerous, because if they buy, you know, these services from Adobe, Google, and whoever, then this is a huge market power that is created at Adobe or Google, and it's an attractive service that they're offering if you want it, as from the developer point of view, but you really have to understand that what happens in the background. As I said, there is a dependency, and we find with large companies, the corporations that have the money to run and develop their infrastructure themselves, we could expect them to be able to control their stuff themselves too. And in particular, not using so many various companies for that. This is the full amount of cookies, right? This is the full set of cookies that the DB app uses, and this is just the necessary cookies, though. Yes, there are even more. This is not everything you get if you accept all. What is used there, I don't know. This is just the area that I cannot do without as a user, that I cannot exclude. The question was if there's a difference between the choice I accept everything and only necessary. Yes, the answer is yes. Yeah, I will then get more tracking. And then there are many marketing aspects included if you accept everything. But again, if affiliate marketing through partners, well, no one really can say that that is technically necessary. It seems like it's necessary for our internal marketing processes, but not in the sense that the app won't work without it. There's another question in the front. No, I wanted to add something in the back. In fact, there is a saying that you shouldn't assume evil if stupidity is enough to explain it. I'm not going to judge what this case is, but there is a scientific paper by Tom Albee, who a few months ago talked about it at a conference, and he investigated who uses Google Analytics on their websites and what the website operators gain from that. And it is quite often the case that these are standard packages that developers simply use it the way that everyone does it and include these, and the website itself doesn't really have any benefit. They are easier to be, it's easier for them to get ranked on Google, but they don't really learn anything as operators. The only person, the only organization profiting is Google, and that is something we should be clear about. And that is why I think that your call to developers is so important. Please check for yourselves if what you build into these apps is actually necessary, or whether there aren't any better ways. And I believe that we are just at the right place to kind of give this impulse. I would be very happy if that would happen.
I just want to know if you click on
which option to reject all, which obviously wasn't the case, and why.
That's what it looks like. You can either allow everything or only the ones that are necessary. So that's the whole point. There is no option to reject everything. They say this is the minimum you have to take. Take it or leave it. So this is the forceful tracking that you're being subjected to. Thank you. Of course, we'd be happy if you wanted to support our case in court. Digital Courage is financed only by donations, and the PR for this kind of campaign and for this legal case, that costs us a lot of money and time. So we would be very thankful for any support you can offer us. Thank you.